Daily Rest, April 24th, 2024. The theme this week is Jesus' Epiphany in John's Gospel. This is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the light comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. John chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. Jesus, the light drawing those who practice the truth. Jesus once said concerning false prophets, "By their fruits you will know them." Jesus here announced the condemnation of all who rejected him as the light of the world. What were their fruits? Jesus explains, "The light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light." Why was that the case? Jesus says, "Because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." The Bible describes human beings by nature as God's enemies, unable to understand God's truths, and being dead in trespasses and sins. Unfortunately, people by nature like pursuing sins that satisfy their fleshly desires. They most often do not like those sins exposed, and so try to hide them. Jesus came to overcome sin, for sin harms those who practice it. The simple fact is that the wages of sin is death. However, the Bible assures us that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. While those who refuse to repent of their sins will be condemned eternally, those who are led by the Spirit to repent of their sins will enjoy the gift of eternal life. These are truths proclaimed by Jesus as the light coming into the world. All who believe in Jesus and do, that is, practice the truth, are drawn to his light. Their actions are clearly seen as enabled and approved by God. Dear Jesus, shine your light on our hearts and within our minds, so that we are drawn to your light and practice those things acceptable in your sight and pleasing to your Father. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, CLC.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is GethsemaneCLC.org.